When you look back at all this imagery from the White House, even though it doesn't look stiff and staged like previous administrations, you're going to see that there's like a heavy hand just in terms of the way that this administration created an inside view as if it was an administration that was a version of reality television.
Thank you. Thank you.
Minutes before being sworn into office for his first term, as nearly 2 million people waited for him outside of the U.S. Capitol building, President-elect Barack Obama stepped in front of the mirror. He faced rumors questioning the origin of his birth. His political opponents had cast his religious beliefs into doubt. The Obama administration would address this crisis of perception through the skillful use of photography and a then-new technology of social media. Michael Shaw is the publisher of Bag News Notes, a site dedicated to the analysis of news images. Shaw has been keeping a close eye on how President Obama's image is crafted for public consumption.
When the White House chooses what image it wants to present to the world, they'll put it on their White House website, or they'll put it on Flickr, and that will be a picture that will be, if it's a beautiful picture and composed in a particular way and have a lot of drama and exploit a lot of trappings of patriotism, that's a picture that a lot of media is going to publish along with their news account.
The White House's social media strategy began as a coordinated response to the swarm of rumors about the president's religious beliefs and the origin of his birth. Over time, it proved to be so effective at shaping the president's identity that the White House Photography Office would soon threaten to make independent coverage of the president obsolete.
You had a new president, virtually unknown, African-American, had a Muslim, had a middle name that a lot of people associated with is Islam, when we've got all this terror anxiety.
We now turn to admitted and unrepentant terrorist William Ayers and the relationship with him that Obama continues to try and downplay.
18% of Americans think Obama is Muslim, up from 11% more than a year ago.
I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab.
And so the White House, they went to create an identity for the president. And they did that in very interesting ways. One would be to associate him much more with popular culture. So you'd see an amazing number of photos of him with celebrities, for example. I can't tell you how many pictures there are of George Clooney on the White House Flickr site. I'm sure it's in like the double digits for sure. It was clear that these guys were creating their own imagery and they're distributing it to the press, and the press was eating it up. Pete Souza took a picture that was so powerful in terms of playing off of popular culture. It's Obama indoors, I think he was underground at one of the pyramids, and he's wearing a hat that makes him look exactly like your Harrison Ford character in Indiana Jones. And it's that kind of image when you're trying to create a counterpoint to this narrative that's in the culture that can be extraordinarily powerful and neutralizing.
Before taking office, Abraham Lincoln was seen as an unsophisticated country lawyer from the backwoods of a remote western state. His opponents called him a baboon. But through the eyes of photographer Matthew Brady, Lincoln was posed, lit, and retouched into a refined statesman. Brady, he once said, made him president. Only 3 photographs exist of Franklin Roosevelt in a wheelchair. The Secret Service would seize the camera and destroy the film of anyone who recorded instances of his disability. Decades after his death, millions of Americans were convinced their president was able-bodied. The first photographer on the presidential payroll, Yoichi Okemoto, had unprecedented access to the president. He even captured President Johnson in moments that were less than flattering. Pete Souza is the first White House photographer to distribute his images using social media. More than any administration in modern history, press photographers have been barred from covering White House events, while Souza and his staff enjoy nearly unrestricted access to the president. With an abundance of popular image sharing sites, the White House no longer needs the independent media to present its point of view to the public.
The president interrupted a fundraising event. All the guests basically stood and waited. And the media, by the way, the press photographers, were all kept behind a rope line while the president and his photographer, Pete Souza, were on this bus. And then the president chose a place to sit, and they had special lighting from the outside. And then the way he posed himself looking out the window was almost directly patterned after the famous picture of Rosa Parks looking out the window. So if we think about the difference between having the press on that bus, you wouldn't have this incredibly iconic image of the president visually identifying himself with this historical civil rights figure in the middle of a campaign. You would have had something where they had to negotiate the scene and probably create something that perhaps was a lot more mundane, probably something much more human and real and variable than this incredibly staged picture that the press was excluded from.
President Obama took a moment to sit on a bus where Rosa Parks changed the course of the civil rights movement forever.
Once again, the media took the bait, reporting on White House photos without question. ABC News called it a personal moment for Obama, while NPR said that the picture speaks for itself, while republishing the president's prepared statement to the media.
Pretty amazing. I think he's pretty well connected to folks in this country.
After 6 years of gradually losing access to the president, it took an Air Force One flight to South Africa for journalists to lose their patience. Independent photographers were barred from shooting the Obama and Bush families aboard the flight, while Pete Souza's photos went straight from the White House Flickr page to television and web publications around the world.
And they were never asked to come in and shoot a picture of what was very much a social setting, a situation, a time to kill. It was really a blatant decision on the part of the administration to exclude the press.
And the press confronted White House spokesman Jay Carney while the cameras were rolling.
Anyone here can tell you that there's less access than under the Bush administration. And it was President Obama who talked about transparency being a hallmark of his administration. So isn't it sort of the problem is that he has set up a standard himself that he's not meeting?
Every president has had meetings that the press didn't cover. Every White House has released photographs.
But Carney refused to accept that the administration was anything less than fully open to the press. In response, 38 news organizations signed a letter of protest to the White House stating, "As surely as if they were placing a hand over a journalist's camera lens, officials in this administration are blocking the public from having an independent view of important functions of the executive branch of government." In a rare reversal, White House photographers got in front of the lens and took their case directly to the public.
If there are situations where the president is performing his official duties and they choose to not let the press cover it, but then they release their own photograph, our complaint is, why aren't you bringing in the independent news photographers to cover this?
We have significantly less access to this president than previous presidents.
The White House response to the criticism was mocked by the press corps.
Some of this, anyway, has to do with, you know, fundamental transformations in the media that, of which we and other institutions are simply participants, but we did not create the internet, this administration, and guys.
With Air Force One, the internet had nothing to do with Air Force One. There was constraint.
Hold on, April, go ahead.
Problem is the access. You can put out a million pictures a day from White House photographer. Mm-hmm. You bar.
And what I'm saying that it is. And what I'm saying is that we.
The response on the part of the White House, I think, has ranged from vindictive to patronizing.
The White House shot back by taking photos of the press corps and posting them on the White House Instagram page. The press did not seem amused. And the White House released an image of photographers being herded into the Oval Office that was, at the very least, unflattering.
The whole thing read as punitive, as like, here's your picture, you know, here, You know, get in, go, and look, you know, you have access. What's the problem?
In a tacit admission that he had treated the press unfairly, President Obama sought to smooth things over.
What is your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is to be nicer to the White House press corps. You know? Absolutely.
Despite the president's call for détente, the White House continues to block the press from photographing subjects they consider sensitive, like this meeting with the Dalai Lama.
Oh, he wants to do a selfie.
Yes, sir.
Even selfies were threatened with a ban after this seemingly impromptu shot by Red Sox slugger David Ortiz was retweeted by Samsung to promote their smartphones.
Maybe the fact that they had to go back and redo the swearing in with John Roberts the first time turned out to be a harbinger on this issue.
That I will execute.
The office of President of the United States faithfully. Because they're creating layer upon layer upon layer of storylines and scenes. And because they can distribute directly through all these different channels, there's really not much downside to it. There's not much accountability.
All over the world, governments are producing idealized versions of their own identities on social media. From 10 Downing Street on Flickr to Bashar al-Assad's Instagram page, we may never see our politicians in quite the same way ever again.